have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy. Continuing our musical May lineup, week two we have the Country Bears going up against the original Muppet movie. Although Rudy and I just discovered that the remake of the Muppets probably would have been a better matchup in terms of the story. Oh well. You get the original Muppet movie instead. So, but let's get into it here. First up, we have the Country Bears from what year?
2001?
2002.
Oh, I'm just a year off.
Year off. You couldn't tell by the great special effects that it was, you know, a little bit more advanced than 2001. Yeah, 2002 had just that much better effects there. That is directed by Peter Hastings, starring Haley Joel Osment, Diedrich Bader, Candy Ford, James Gammon, Brad Garrett, Toby Huss, Kevin Michael Richards, and Stephen Root. Oh, and Christopher Walken. Can't forget about Christopher Walken. Yeah, I was going to say, man, a bunch of no-names here. Oh, I'm sure they're famous in other stuff. I just don't recognize their names. So, a bit of an underdog going up against the Muppets from what year?
1979.
Dead on, yep. The Muppet Movie, directed by James Frawley, starring Jim Henson, Frank Oz, Jerry Nelson, and a bunch of cameos here and there, little cameos. Both of them actually had a number of cameos in them, which was fun. I think that was the most entertaining part of these movies for me, but I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit further in the categories. So I'll kick it over to you to give the people a breakdown of what these movies were about.
All right, so I'll start with the Country Bears. So you have Barry Barrington, who's a bear, nailed it, who lives with a human family, but runs away to go on an adventure and save Country Bear Hall by bringing the Country Bears back together for a reunion concert. And there's the bears are puppets. So
are they puppets?
They're, in the credits, it said puppeteers, so I don't know.
I thought they were, like, people inside bear costumes with, like, animatronic
faces. That's what I thought.
Faces. Who knows? Maybe that's still classified as a puppet. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, it's just them in the suit, and they're the puppeteers. And that is going against the Muppet movie, the OG Muppet movie from 1979. Which stars Kermit and his newfound friends, and they trek across America to find success in Hollywood. But along the way, a frog legs merchant is after Kermit to make him perform for his restaurant and probably cook up his legs.
Yeah. Pretty dark. Dark concept there. Yeah, there you have it. Those are the two movies this week. Well, I won't say it. I don't want to give the ending away for this episode. So let's get into the writing here. What did you think of the writing in The Country Bears and The Muppet Movie?
I'm going to start with Country Bears because that's what I have the most of.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah. So this starts off with an opening concert. I'm assuming from their farewell concert of The Country Bears. Mm-hmm. And there's just thousands of people. Well, I don't know what kind of universe this is, but bears are just coexisting with humans, and humans are loving it.
But just bears. Like,
just bears. No other animal. Mm-mm. So that was my first, nobody finds this odd at all that these bears can talk and play music. Anyway, it gets even more weird. Don't worry. It Then it jumps to Barry Barrington, which is the child bear that lives with a human family, who brings up at dinner, "I think I'm adopted." And his parents are like, "No, you're not. Why would you ever think that?" And then the human child is the only one that makes any sense in this whole movie, because he's like, you're all nuts. Like, this thing's a bear. He doesn't belong here. Yes. So it's weird. I feel like the writing is clunky. It felt awkward in most parts. The human dialogue is terrible, but the bear dialogue is fine. Like, that, it's way better when the bears start talking. So I think that's an issue. But it moves right along, but it just jumps and jumps and
did you say jumps. Moving right along? How about the Muppet movie?
I forgot there was a second one. I definitely enjoy the writing in the Muppets more. It seemed a bit more cleanly written.
Mm-hmm.
It flowed very nice. A lot of the jokes made me laugh between the different Muppets. I don't even know if there was any jokes in the Country Bears. For some reason, Fozzie driving made me laugh every time. Just the image of him driving made me laugh.
But you didn't like the bears on stage performing music. You found that weird. But Fozzie Bear driving, you thought was hilarious.
Yes.
I'm sensing some bias here in this review. Let's start with the Country Bears for writing, shall we? You have an A-plus plot. This bear,
an A-plus?
A-plus. This bear child who, yes, it belongs to a human family, and the mom and dad don't even question when he says, "Am I adopted?" They're like, "No, you're not." Even though the son has pictures of him being picked up from a park, and they have his collar and everything like that. And then even later on, when Barry goes to save Country Hall and the police come to investigate him running away, they show him a picture of their son, and it does not faze them whatsoever. They have no questions that he's a bear. They said he's a cute kid, looks like a fourth grader. And you know what? I'm all for that plot line. I'm glad that no one acknowledges that he is a bear. You know, just get on with the story, and I think they do a great job of that. The son makes jokes here and there, and I think that's his whole purpose for being a character, is just to point out that his brother is a bear. I'm fine with it, you know? Give me more. I want more people to interact with this bear and just not be fazed. You have the bears themselves, who they round up one by one to bring back to this concert. And each bear has like something going on that they have to do before the bear will come and join them. The first bear does a little concert performance with his harmonica because he's working at a stage facility, so you get that little fun number. Then the second bear, he's got to do like a band off with their band, and that was fun. And then the third bear had to like sing a song to his girlfriend. I just loved all the musical numbers that, you know, they had to do before each bear could join their band. And you know, it just had some great dialogue, some great quotes. You have the one bear at Country Bear Hall who gets mad every time he's putting up a sign and someone comes up to him and goes, "What's that?" And he goes, "It's a sign." Wonderful. A-plus writing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. No, it's not good.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell if you were serious or not.
No.
I was like, oh my God, he actually likes this.
No, it's not good. I mean, I won't say that I don't like it, but I will say that it's not good. It's a very simple story. I think in comparison to the Muppet movie, which I'll go into that debriefing, I think in comparison, it's a little bit more straightforward, and it seems like it follows kind of a narrow path. Country Bear Hall is in danger of closing. This kid sets out to find the bears, and it's just them picking up the bears one by one. It doesn't get very deep. It doesn't go off in any crazy course. It's pretty much cut and dry. Whereas the Muppet movie, you have Kermit who wants to go out and go to, was it Hollywood that he was going to?
Hollywood, mm-hmm.
Because he wants to make people laugh and bring people happiness by being a star. And he, you know, comes into contact with Fozzie and Gonzo and Miss Piggy. But that one kind of has, it seems a little bit more scattered in its story. It doesn't seem like it's following a straight line, which isn't a bad thing. I think it keeps that one a little bit more entertaining because you know how the movie's going to end, but you don't exactly know how you're going to get there. Whereas yeah. Country Bears, I mean, you could shut your eyes and predict exactly what was going to happen every second of that movie. With the Muppet movie, I noticed a lot more of like breaking the fourth wall and some like dark comedy in there as well. Mm-hmm. So even though they're both kids' movies, the Muppet movie seemed like a better balance of having kid-themed jokes while also having kind of like an adult undertone. Like it was a lot more open to all ages for the comedy aspect. For the comedy aspect.
Yeah.
Whereas Country Bears, I think if you're over the age of 10, you probably won't find that movie funny at all. And yes, I used to watch that movie when I was under 10. So I think that's why watching it nowadays, I give it a little bit more of a pass because I remember enjoying it as a child. But watching it now, it's like, oof, this is a little rough. This is a little rough. So in writing for the two movies, I think the Muppet movie does a better job of appealing to all ages. It is a little bit of a scattered storyline, which isn't a bad thing, but I don't think the writing of the movie is strong enough for me to really appreciate it. I thought it was good. It didn't blow my mind or anything like that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I would give Muppets writing my point.
The Muppet movie. How about the characters?
Country Bears. You have Barry Barrington, and then a bunch of other bears that I wrote down. Let's see, Tennessee O'Neill. I wrote them down, but could I picture them? No, because they seem to blend together. You have the villain, Christopher Walken, who is the banker that wants to destroy Crunchy Bear Hall.
Great job.
Stellar. Yes. I couldn't think of a better villain than Christopher Walken for that movie. As a main character, Barry Barrington is okay. I feel like they don't really focus on him like other movies with main characters. I don't know.
They don't really focus on anyone, honestly.
No, it's like jumps around to different... And all the bears start to blend together. But then you have the Muppets, who there's a slew of characters of Muppets that just start showing up. They mainly focus on Kermit and Fozzie Bear, and then Miss Piggy gets picked up along the way. I enjoy Kermit and Fozzie Bear together, and I enjoyed watching those two way more than any characters in the Country Bears.
Yeah, let me just say that, I mean, Kermit, Fozzie, Gonzo, Miss Piggy, Rolf, Animal. I mean, they're iconic characters, and they really outshine the Country Bears in this category because, honestly, even though I watched it as a kid, I couldn't tell you the names of any of the Country Bears. And even just watching it recently, I still don't know it unless I were to look it up because they weren't that impressionable on who they were. I mean, their characters are kind of fun watching the movie.
Yeah.
But when it's over, you could care less. Yeah. I mean, the cameos are fun. The side characters, the police officers are kind of fun. But even that plot line gets a little too ridiculous, where you're like, okay, yeah, this was made for someone under 10, because
the car wash scene where they
I got a plan. It's called hide in the car wash. Oh, what does that mean? We're gonna hide in the car wash. That dialogue. Crisp. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, you can't compete with the Muppets in characters in this matchup. The Country Bears doesn't even stand a chance.
Yes, agreed. Muppets, all the way.
Even in the movie, I mean, they're true to their character. Obviously, the Muppets have gone in to do TV shows and different movies and stuff like that, so you kind of become closer with those characters because there's so much more out there, and you get a little bit more depth of the different storylines that they go through. I mean, you have Muppet Babies and all that kind of stuff, so it's hard to narrow down specifically this movie in terms of the characters because you have so much background knowledge of who these characters are from other representations. But I think even in the movie, I think they cement themselves a little bit more uniquely than any of the Country Bears.
For sure.
What about the music in these two movies?
You want to know my true thoughts on the Country Bears?
Your true thoughts.
You want to know them?
Oh boy. Yes, I do.
Ugh. The first thing I wrote was, for a movie about music, the music's pretty lame. Maybe it's not my style. I don't know. But there was no catchy songs in that whole movie. I can like country music if the songs are catchy or fun. I found none of their songs to be fun.
Harsh.
Harsh.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
I don't like country music. Well, I don't like most country music. But some of the songs in Country Bears. Bears? I don't know.
Bears.
You're Country Bears.
Country Bears.
I'm just going to call it that for the rest of the episode. Country Bears. Some of those songs are pretty slamming.
Slamming?
Slamming. You got some slamming songs in there. Kick It Into Gear, A+ song. And I'm not even joking on that one.
What?
Where Nobody knows My Name. That one's pretty good. Let It Ride, the song that it opens with, starts off a little rough, but then by the end, like when all the light shows going and everything's happening and stage dive and the people are getting into it, like when it gets to that climax at the end of that song, I'm like, all right, I could get down at this concert.
You're nuts.
The end song, what is it? Straight to the Heart of Love. That one's pretty fun. I mean, how are you not having fun with at least the music in this movie? I
was bored.
I get the writing's bad. I get the characters are boring. But it's the Country Bears, and at least with the music, I think they were having fun. And that's where I think I was actually having fun with the rewatch, was the different musical numbers. And I liked the Battle of the Bands fiddle off.
Oh, yeah, that one was awesome.
That one was like fun.
Like Devil Went Down to Georgia, yeah. Kind of like...
You have the first bear when he was doing his harmonica. The harmonica part was cool. That song's kind of lame, whatever that song was that the girl sang.
It started cool, and then it turned into like this pop song.
Yeah.
I was like...
It's all right. The diner scene, though, Kick It Into Gear, that's like the peak of that movie.
The peak is Kick It Into
when
Gear.
When the waitress shows up, also, you know, a point in the writing in this aspect here. The waitress shows up, and she's like, wow, you're the Country Bears. I'm a singer too. And then the chefs are just like, let's sing a song. And then they just stop making food and start making music. And you have all the different booths in the restaurant just being shuffled around while people are trying to eat. But then all of a sudden the people who are in the restaurant start participating in the song, whether it is playing instruments. At one point, there's a booth of old ladies who are all playing saxophones. Brilliant. I mean, amazing. The attention to detail in that movie with having these different groups of people contribute to this musical number. I mean, I think you're a hater in this category.
Lame.
You're a hater.
No. I know there's a lot of people excited for Country Bears, and I'm sorry.
Nothing makes me happier than seeing a dance number and having half the dancers just be old people that are just trying to keep up. Like, they... like, it's so pure-hearted. Like, that. There's this advanced choreography, and you notice that they have about five people who actually know the dance, and they just roped in another 20 people, and they're just trying their best.
Imagine those rehearsals where they're like...
Oh, I don't think they even rehearsed. I think
they're like,
I think they're like, just try your best to follow these people in the front. And I think that's where you messed up watching Country Bears. You didn't pay attention to these things like I did.
My attention to detail is
you look up that diner scene on YouTube and just watch the dances. Because
maybe that's the key. The big picture of Country Bears, not so great.
Yeah, I mean,
the details, brilliant.
Yeah, it's little treasures just thrown in for you.
You're little like, wow. Treasures.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
The Muppet movie, wait, though.
Oh yeah, did we even talk about that?
The Muppet movie, for the music, I love the Rainbow Connection song. I mean, that's a classic song.
It's a nice opening.
What's one of the other songs in there that they do? Oh, Moving Right Along. Great song. I love that song.
Yeah.
So like those two are the shining songs in there. The rest of the music, I don't really remember, honestly, the music besides those two.
I wasn't too impressed. This is the first time I've ever seen the original Muppets movie, but I wasn't too impressed with the song choices.
I have to say, though, like, I don't listen to the Country Bears songs outside of that movie.
Yeah. You don't listen on your way to work or
anything? No. I had fun with it in the movie, but I do listen to, like, Moving Right Along, and I'll throw on Rainbow Connection every now and then, because those are, like, great songs. I mean, they're classic songs. But in the interest of pitting these two movies up against each other, in the category of music, I'm going to give my point to the Country Bears.
Oh!
Because that's where they have fun, and I think if I can give my point to it any way that I can, music is probably its best bet. It's not perfect, but it's really the only reason you should watch that movie.
Or just don't watch it at all. Just kidding.
You're not kidding.
So my points go to the Muppets.
Just on principle?
Yeah, I can't backtrack now and say...
You're like, I wasn't impressed by the Muppets, but I'm giving it my point just because.
out of principle.
Fair enough. I wonder who you're going to give your point to in tech. Why don't you just tell me...
Moving right along.
Yeah, moving right along into tech.
Oh, let's see. What do I have written down? Country Bears. So I have...
Country Bears sucks.
And all right, Muppets. No, I'm kidding. Country Bears, I have nothing special. The bear costumes were cool. They kind of freaked me out a bit. But
kind of like, what's that creepy game that kids play nowadays? Five Nights at Freddy's or something like that? Kind of reminded me.
That's what it reminded me of. Because their mouths, it was like their eyes and only their mouths moving. And they were really furry, too.
The OG.
They did a good job with the fur. That was good.
Rudy's breakdown of the movie in general. Writing sucks. Character sucks. Music sucks. Fur was pretty good.
Oh, we're going to lose all our 20 listeners by now.
We took that chance when we added Country Bears to the lineup.
Yeah.
We knew what we were getting into. All right, we're getting off topic here. Back to the fur.
The fur, oh yeah. Other than that, there's really nothing super cinematography about...
Cinematic?
Cinematic. I knew I'd find it. Yeah, there's nothing really special. It's a kid's movie, so flashy things, car wash scenes where people are going through car washes just by themselves. But Kermit, but the Muppets, I mean, the Muppets are cool for 1979. I feel like I did notice more, like, cinematic shots with the Muppets. And that's a stretch. It's not, like, beautiful things to look at. But, like, when in the beginning, he's singing his opening song.
And it kind of pans down into
him. It pans down into him on a log. So I was like, okay.
And then you have that rainbow shot at the end with all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Country Bears is fine. I'm not going to trash it for this category, but I did enjoy the Muppets more from a tech aspect and from a music and from a... I'm just kidding.
All right, calm down there.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I like the... I think the bear costumes are actually relatively well done, and I think they hold up pretty well for it being a 2002 movie. I mean, it's still a bear costume, so it's weird and off-putting in the movie, just because, like you mentioned before, they just kind of blend in, and it's only bears. No other animals exist in this world. It's just humans and human-sized bears.
Human-like
bears. But it's only, it seems like it's only the Country Bears and Barry. Oh, and the girlfriend bear of the one Country Bear.
So that made me wondering, like, are there any other?
Yeah.
Why aren't there any bears in the audience?
Maybe it's time for Country Bears 2, the other Country Bears versus Rock and Roll Bears. I don't know. Get some more bears in there.
The more the barrier.
Oh! Wow, look at you. But other than that, I think you're right. I don't think there's anything that makes it stand out. It's very childish, and the shots really aren't that impressive. The Muppet movie, I mean, you could definitely tell it's a 70s movie, that's for sure, which is weird to me that I guess I didn't realize the Muppets went back that far, but they do. They're a lot older than I am. But they do have a couple shots here and there. And then I think throughout the movie, there's a lot more visual gags, too, that play into the film as well that hit a lot more than Country Bears. I mean, Country Bears has visual gags as well, but they're very kiddie and they don't always land the joke, where I think the Muppet movie definitely uses the fact that it's a movie, and they even refer to the movie multiple times within the movie, and they use it to its advantage to further some of their humor throughout that movie as well. So I think in the technical aspect, it's probably more so writing, but I think they use the writing and blend it well with the fact that it's a movie and the cinematics of it, and it just seems to blend a lot nicer than Country Bears does. Country Bears is just, it probably was written by a 10-year-old, honestly. And it was shot by a 10-year-old and
started by a 10-year-old.
Produced by a millionaire. So my point goes to Muppet Movie. This is a weird episode.
It is wonky for sure.
We did
it to ourselves.
What did you enjoy more?
I know I trashed Country Bears a lot, so I'm sorry for the people that were excited for that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Please still listen. But it's a fine kids movie. As a kid, I'm sure I did not watch it as a kid. But if I was a kid, I'm sure I'd be loving it right now. But as an adult, it's not that fun to watch. I don't know. I didn't have fun watching it. The Muppets, on the other hand, I did. Like you said earlier, it is a kids movie, but then there's kind of that darker humor. There's the underlying adult themes that you can kind of grasp. So with that, my overall enjoyment would go to The Muppets.
Would you watch The Muppet Movie again?
Yeah, not right away. I feel like there's better Muppet movies out there. So maybe not the original, but maybe expand my... I don't remember. I think I've seen Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
That one's great. But yeah, this one was okay. I'd like to see what other Muppet movies are out there.
I mean, I'm in the same boat with you. I actually still enjoy the Country Bears just because I grew up with it. So it's more so nostalgia for me. I don't think it's aged terribly, but watching it as an adult, I mean, sometimes you watch, you remember kids' movies, and when you grow up, you watch it again, and sometimes it's not as good, or sometimes you're like, wow, this was actually way more adult than I remember. Like, you ever have those, like, where you watch cartoons, for sure. And you're like, there's a lot of, like, adult jokes in this. Like,
yeah.
Watching it as adult, it makes more sense watching this cartoon now. Country Bears is the exact opposite. Country Bears is the movie that you watch and you're like, I can see why child me liked this movie, but it's not given anything to adult me. Besides those musical numbers, which are pretty fun, the jokes are just a little too kiddy. The movie's a little too kiddy. It could potentially have been a relatively fun movie. I mean, the concept of the Country Bear Theater closing and having to get the band back together is kind of a lazy plot, but you could have some fun with it. And I think they just definitely dumb it down a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas the Muppets, I like the Muppet characters, but I'm right there with you where I've just been exposed to so many different versions of the Muppets that honestly, I would rather watch Christmas Carol or Muppet Treasure Island or Muppets in Space or Muppets Take Manhattan. I feel like of all the Muppet movies, this one is my least favorite or like the least interesting. So it's tough for me in terms of enjoyment, because while I enjoyed the Country Bears for nostalgia reasons, it's definitely not as good as the Muppet movie. But I don't know if I would watch the Muppet movie again. I think I would pick a different version if I had the choice. So, in overall enjoyment, I'm going to give it to the Muppet movie just because it was done better. A lot of the jokes were funnier in it. It was a little bit smoother of a movie watching it as an adult now. I didn't feel like it was dumbed down or like, I didn't feel stupid watching it. Where like Country Bears, you kind of feel stupid. Like you're like, are they treating me like a child right now? But then you realize you're watching a kids movie and you're like, oh, well, that's just their audience. Yeah. But the Muppets, I think, is more enjoyable for any age group. So I'll give my point to the Muppet movie because it seemed more accessible.
Yeah.
Even though if I'm given the option, I probably won't watch it again. I'll watch The Muppets, a different version, but The Muppet movie, it's not a bad movie. There's just more entertaining options out there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry if you liked The Country Bears.
Hey, I wasn't mean to it. So yeah. If you want to watch Country Bears, you can come over and watch it with me. And we could be dumb together because...
Oh, gosh.
Not calling you dumb for watching the Country Bears, but the Country Bears will make you feel like you're dumb watching it because it's a little too kiddy.
There you have it.
Yeah. That fur was 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I'm going to reach out to the people who make Country Bears and tell them that you said that so that when they when they package the new DVDs, it'll have a quote.
Oh, the fur?
It'll have a quote from it'll have a quote from Rudy on the back of the DVD.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like the case was furry.
Oh, God, no. Oh, don't ever design a DVD case. Oh, why would you do that? It would get all dirty. Oh.
There's a Grinch one like that.
Oh, God, no. That's the worst packaging. Coming from someone who works with movies a lot, no, you don't want that.
Can you imagine that?
Just wait a couple years and see what happens to that DVD case when when you pull it out from whatever dark hole it's been sitting in.
Thanks for listening.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.